Welcome back to the Newlyweds Podcast. I'm your co-host, Brian Sorrell, here with my beautiful and stunning co-host slash wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds. Hope you guys have been having a fantastic week and a half while we've been MIA.
Yeah, lots happened.
Lots has happened.
Let's talk about it.
Yep.
So, I forgot to update everyone. I have officially joined a gym.
I thought we haven't talked about this.
No, I forgot.
Oh, yes. Her health journey is off to a good promising start. A promising start.
Yeah. So I finally decided on a gym. I did not get Pilates and I did not get a gym membership. I started Pure Barre.
And it's been fantastic so far.
Yep.
Nothing but raving reviews, glowing reviews, some might say, from my wife.
Yeah.
So if you have a Pure Barre near you, you have the Newlywed seal of approval.
Yeah, I would say Pure Barre is definitely like the best option.
And you did a lot of research. It's not like you just jumped right into it and went with it. Like, you tried everything like in our surrounding area.
Yeah, I tried a couple of different Pilates places. I tried Solid Core. I tried Club Pilates. And I really liked Solid Core, except for it was way too expensive and way too far. It was like an hour away from us. So if it's near you, like, that's the one I would choose, but it's not. So Pure Barre is a good option, not too expensive. I get unlimited classes, and it's all good.
All good in the hood. All good. Can't complain.
Yeah, so what else is new? Oh, we started making our coffees at home.
Oh, my gosh. I can already feel the money savings. It's been great.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I went to go get Elizabeth and I coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth's coffee alone was $10.
And I didn't even drink it because it tasted bad.
Don't get me pissed off to start the episode. But yeah, $10, let's not even drink this sucker.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
So all last week, I made coffees for us every single day. And then one day during the weekend, we ended up going to get coffees because we ran out of beans. But yeah, it's been fun.
Your coffees are better.
Yeah. They're tasty, so.
And, like, even though prior till this past week, it's only been a week that Elizabeth's been doing this. Elizabeth has been doing this. I haven't been doing this. So it's been a nice addition for me, too.
He's been reaping the benefits.
Yes, I'm reaping all the rewards.
Without doing any work.
And I'm very encouraging, though, as far as, you know, getting all the sauces and stuff that Elizabeth wants. Because I know I'm going to get my coffee out of it, too. So whatever she wants for her coffee Barre, if it's going to stop her from going to the Starbucks, you know, Dutch Bros, Black Rock, like,
yeah.
Lost Coffee. I'm sorry to all of y'all that you guys just lost a huge customer. But it's the way that it goes now. Her coffee is, she's finally came to the conclusion, and like, it's fact at this point, that a homemade coffee is better than what you guys are putting out.
And
it's just that simple. And the coffee is so good.
It really is. It really is better. And I bought some little, like, plastic cups and lids and straws and all to, like, put the coffees in. So it feels to me like I went out and bought one because, you know, it's in the little disposable cups. But, yeah.
I told you it was a status thing for you.
It's nice.
You're such a weenie.
It's like tricking my brain into thinking that I went and bought a coffee, but I didn't. So it's lovely.
Run that back.
What?
Just, you got to hear that when you said it. It sounds so churlish.
Excuse me?
Childish. Isn't that a meme, though?
What?
Churlish.
No.
Anyways, it sounds so childish.
Yeah, it's not very environmentally friendly, but
you don't care about the environment.
It is what it is. So.
Anyways, tell them the game changer technology, though.
What?
Of the coffees.
What? The ice cubes? So, if you guys are making your coffees at home, you're making iced coffees, you need to be making iced coffee cubes.
You have to.
It's so much better. It doesn't water down your coffee. All you do is, if you have a Keurig or a coffee pot, whatever, just brew a normal cup of coffee, put it in some ice trays, freeze it, and then you have iced coffee cubes. And it just makes your coffee so much better.
100%. Like, that is a true game changer that you didn't know you were missing until you had it once.
Yeah.
Because in the off chance that you get a latte, and it happens all the time if you go to the Starbucks, the normal chain places,
mm-hmm.
the bitches put too much milk.
For sure.
When they put too much milk, you're not getting as much coffee. All you're drinking is milk, right?
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. Nobody just wants milk with a hint of whatever white mocha syrup that they've put in there.
Yeah.
The game changer with the ice cubes is that obviously the ice cubes are going to melt, but instead of it releasing water, it's releasing coffee.
Yeah, so your coffee will get like
a coffee taste.
More coffee taste.
Yeah. So if you prefer a nice coffee taste, add in those cubes and mm-hmm. you're going to never have a latte that gets watered down or doesn't taste as good. It's going to get better with time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I also like to drink black coffee. So like I really enjoy the taste of coffee.
No, I like it too. And I don't drink black coffee.
There you go.
But it tastes better. It gives it more of a coffee taste. And I will say this was not my invention. I got this from a coffee shop in Florida that used to have iced coffee cubes.
They don't need to know that. They can just say they learned it on the Newlyweds podcast.
Well, you did learn it, but I'm just saying that's where I got it from.
You've taken our credibility now. We've been exposed.
Yeah, so anyways, we've been enjoying making our coffees at home, and I've been enjoying working out, and it's all good around here.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Fine, toned. Anyways.
What else? I will say there has been a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Really horrible hurricane, so.
Pray for all of y'all.
For everyone out there. But there's another one coming to Florida, so.
But is that one supposed to go through North Carolina again?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going like through Orlando and Tampa and Miami, so.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, so we're thinking of all of you out there who are in that.
Yeah.
Evacuate if you can.
I don't know why at this point, like, if people are telling you to evacuate, if you don't evacuate and you've been in that zone where you've been told to evacuate.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I will say, first of all, some people cannot afford to evacuate. And two, the people in North Carolina were not given enough notice to evacuate.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
And not having enough time.
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to talk about affording shit.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me how the people of North Carolina are getting $700?
Yeah.
When we're giving like Ukraine like $24 trillion or whatever the hell the number is at this point.
Yeah. So basically this hurricane came and like wiped out the whole entire state of North. Not the whole state, but you know what I'm saying. Wiped out like a huge area. And all
Honey, 1,000 people are dead.
All or missing, yeah.
That's not even missing totals.
Yeah. All the government did was give them like $700.
$750.
But on the same day, the government had sent like billions of dollars to other countries. So it's just sad.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
We have to take care of our own before we can start worrying about all these other people.
Yeah. That's a big problem that our country's facing, but.
Don't need to get too big into politics, but like that shit is not right.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Anyways.
Let's change the subject. We don't need to be too sad on this podcast. But
I know, it's not our vibe.
Thinking of everyone affected by the hurricanes, so.
God bless.
Anyways, something else new we got this past week. A table.
Oh, yes. Another game changer to the household.
And that leads us into our episode topic for today.
Nice segue.
So, yeah. So, ever since me and Brian have been married, we've never had a table to eat dinner at, okay? I don't even think...
That's not true, though, because we could have eaten at the counter.
Yeah, the bar.
We have our bar stools. Like, we've had a spot that if it was such a big deal to you, mm-hmm. eating at the table...
No, it's
could
not,
have done.
It's not the same. It's not the same vibe. We've never had a table, and I don't think we ever, either of us ever had one, like, in our apartments or anything while we were dating, right?
No.
So anyways, we've never had a dining table, somewhere to sit and eat our meals. So like our entire relationship, basically, we've eaten, well, at least our marriage, we've eaten our meals in front of the TV on the couch.
Or in a bed.
Yes. But we recently got a table because I've been wanting a table because we got a new couch. Obviously, you all know that. We got a new couch and we were like worried about eating on our new couch because it's like a light color and I'm a messy eater, okay?
You're worried about eating, But you're not worried about our big ass dog who's dirty as shit sitting on it.
I'm not. But anyways, I'm a messy eater. I was going to say we are messy eaters, but really, truly, it's probably just me. So I'll take that. I'll take that.
It's a 90-10 split for sure.
Anyways, I'm a messy eater, and our little ottoman that we had been eating off of since we got married is like
covered in food from literally Elizabeth.
All different colors from our dinner, whatever. But we didn't want to eat at our couch anymore. So like when we first got the couch, we decided we were going to try to eat dinner at the bar.
We did for a night.
We literally did that one night and then we couldn't do it because it's not a nice setup. So anyways, I found a table and chairs and I went and got it and I set it up. We had dinner at the table and it was just lovely. So anyways, while we were eating dinner,
I thought it was nice too.
Yes. But while we were eating dinner, one of the first week that we got this table, I just noticed Brian would was just so fidgety, could not sit at this table, was standing up, walking around, trying to hurry up and finish dinner to go sit on the couch to watch TV, all this stuff, whatever. And we got to talking about it and we realized we both grew up differently.
Yeah, but I don't think it was differently. Yes, Elizabeth apparently grew up eating with her family at the dinner table every night.
So there are two types of families. There are the families who eat dinner at a table every night together, no electronics, no TV, none of that. They just eat their dinner at the table, talk, whatever. Then there are the families who eat their dinner on the couch in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are obviously families who don't eat together at all, but we're not going to talk about that because we don't have experience with that. So anyways, you fall into one of these two categories, TV dinner eating family or dinner at a dining room table family. Do you want to explain your side?
Sure. So my side is...
This is how Brian grew up.
Yeah. I don't recall. I remember us attempting it to where we would have to try. We attempted to do a sit-down dinner in our dining room. Attempted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it maybe lasted... Again, I'm going way back into the Rolodex to get back into the information.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did it one time. And it was fine. I don't remember it going south or any reason that, we just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't stick. You know, whether there was a football game on, a basketball game, TV at night was very driven by a game. If there's a game on.
Yeah.
We were watching the game, eating dinner together.
Yeah.
Or there's something going on, a show that we were always all watching. Modern Family was a big one. The Office was a big one.
Yeah.
We would sit down and watch those on the nights that they were released for, a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we would do. And then we would have either, it would kind of veer off into two different groups, I would say. If there was no game on, there's no Office, no other show on, my mom and dad maybe had the news on in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever was playing on in the movie room.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be times when everybody would be split.
Oh, so you guys didn't even eat dinner together. Half would be in another room, half would be.
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
So, half would be in one room, half would be in another.
Yeah.
And, you're walking back and forth. You're going to get your second serving of food. You're sitting there. Then you're standing, eating, watching the news, as you're finishing your second plate. And then you go back into the movie room. It was something along those lines.
Yeah.
Not at a table. Nowhere near am I sitting at a table. I'm either sitting on the couch in the living room, sitting on the recliners in the movie room. One of those two. There's no in between, really.
That's pretty crazy.
So that's basically how our family dinners would go.
Yeah.
Obviously for birthdays and stuff, we were together. We weren't split like that. We would either go out to dinner if we were getting food at the house. Everybody would be together. We wouldn't split for special occasion type of stuff.
Yeah.
But just a normal Tuesday.
So what would you say you had more of? We're all eating together in front of the TV or we're all the split situation? Or was it kind of 50-50?
No, I would say probably majority was everybody's for the most part together. And then once you ate your first plate.
Yeah.
It's not hey, can I be excused?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing to do with that. I'm done. All right. I'm going to my room to play a video game or something along that. I'm not even asking can I be excused? I'm going to take my dish to the sink, rinse it off, put it in the dishwasher if it's dirty, it's good to go.
Yeah.
Or leave it in the sink, rinse it off and that'd be it. Off of my night.
That's pretty crazy.
I think that's the norm for a lot of people. I don't think that my family is the only family that did that. I think that's I think you said it's either your family or mine.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's more of a Southern thing, but the way my family was we'd always have dinner together at the table. And, like, we weren't allowed to have the TV on. We weren't even allowed to, like, have our phones out. Like, none of that. We were just, like, at the table eating dinner.
I've been at your house, though.
Yeah.
And the TVs are on, whether it's the little one in the kitchen.
Now, we didn't have that. The TV in the kitchen was a new addition, like, when I was halfway through high school. But I would say, like, majority of my life, we grew up, like, we're all going to eat dinner at the dinner table together as a family. Like, no TV, no electronics, no nothing. Now, obviously, like, once we got older, people were doing different things, you know, like sports, band, whatever it was. So, like, not everyone's going to be there every night. But, like, if you were home when dinner was being served, like, you're going to sit at the table with everyone.
The closest thing that we got to what you would do, I would say, is when I went to Ma's for dinner on Sundays.
Yeah.
But even that.
That's still on a couch in front of the TV.
Yes, but a smaller scale.
No, so I would say you that never, was similar to what.
No. You're only accustomed to what Ma and what Ma's house is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day when my granddad was alive and Ma was cooking dinners and whatnot, it would be Ma, my granddad, and my mom and dad would all be sitting at a table.
Yeah.
And whether that'd be like myself or Johnny or one of my brothers, ideally it was myself or Johnny that I remember that would be joining them at the table, because like whether we were learning, you know, how to properly eat and whatnot, we would be sitting there with them.
Yeah.
But outside of that table that was there at that house, Uncle Brendan, Alex, David, whoever else is there for family dinner is posted up like on the couch, on the recliners, watching the games.
Right. I get that. So I will say there used to be a time, and I feel like it's not as prevalent nowadays. There used to be a time when houses would have like a separate dining room from the living room. And then, like, sometimes even, like, a formal dining room. So, like, me and Brian both had, like, formal dining rooms, which was, like, the nice table, you know, you use for, like, holidays and stuff like that, whatever. And then, like, my family also had, like, informal dining room. Table. And then, like, on the side of that was the living room with the TV.
Yeah. See, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
We had the, I think it's called a kitchenette. Or no, maybe that's not what it's called.
The little small table?
That little circle table. It's like just like a little
breakfast table. It's just a small table that you guys all couldn't fit at if you wanted to sit.
I mean, when we were younger, we would all four sit there, I guess, like growing up eating breakfast for
school. I'm saying your parents though too.
No, I don't remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever eating. I swear to God, I remember maybe trying it one time at the formal dining room.
Yeah.
I don't remember it ever
happening. Yeah. But what my point was is, like, houses nowadays, like, have this open concept kind of thing. So, like, they don't have dining rooms anymore.
Like, another thing that's crazy, and, like, I wonder if this all plays a part in it. Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Your family.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you guys are all sitting at the table, just like my family.
Yeah.
But until, I swear to God, until I came into y'all's family.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be any TV on, like, during y'all's dinner.
Yeah.
Now, though, that I've came into the family.
Yeah.
Like, I.
How do you think you have that much influence?
I know I have that much influence. What do you mean? It happened. David was there before me. Yeah. No TV was on.
Yeah.
Before I showed up.
So you're ruining the social aspect of our family.
No, I just said, like, I'm just. This is me.
Yeah.
You guys invited me. Or not invited, but I've joined your family.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys were gracious enough to, like, this is part of how, like, he did his holidays for Thanksgiving. I don't know how to explain it. Does that not make sense?
When did we have TV on? When did we have a TV on at the
Mimi's
holidays?
House?
Oh, okay.
Thanksgiving?
Mimi's house, but not, like,
your grandpa's house?
When?
Your grandpa always had that TV on for football games.
Yeah, but that was not in front of the table. Like, when we went to eat dinner, like, we're at the dinner table, there's no TV on. You know what I'm talking about?
The TV's on.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting up.
There's a TV on.
I remember getting up from that table.
Yeah.
And, like, going to the bathroom, per se.
Yeah.
And, like, people are still sitting in that little TV spot while dinner's being eaten.
Yeah.
So, like, they're still not eating at the dinner table, and they have a spot there.
But anyways, whatever.
What I was getting at was, just because whatever family you marry into, they might be one way, shut the TV off.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, just see how much pull you can get. Maybe go talk to Mimi. Go talk to the Mimi of the family or the mom of the family. Say, yeah. You mind if we put the TV on, you know, get the game on for Thanksgiving, you know? Yeah. Don't be afraid. If they say no, they say no.
Yeah.
But some of them might be gracious enough to, like, be cool with it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe that's not good advice for wedded families. It worked for me in my case.
No, the TV was already on. It had nothing to do with you.
The TV was not on because I remember asking you, saying, will the games be on when I was coming to my first Thanksgiving with you?
Yeah.
And you said no.
Yeah. So you asked. You asked Mimi to
play. I asked.
I don't recall.
I do.
Okay.
David does.
Okay.
And everybody and their mother was ecstatic that the game was on.
Yeah.
They said, oh my God, the game's on? We never do this. Don't worry. Brian's here in the family now. This going to be on.
Anyways, what are your thoughts on the TV on? Like, how do you think that affects you growing up?
Well, I didn't think it had until you roasted me like a week ago.
Yeah. Well, this was something we just learned. We didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't think it had affected me, and I still don't. I think this is just you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it came from, but I think this is something more so related to you. I don't think this has anything to do with my table manners.
I don't think it does either. I'm just mean like the social aspect, because they say there's studies that say like sitting around the table at dinner with your family like can help a kid growing up with like socialization, or like I saw something that said it makes them more smarter.
Let's just cut the shit, okay? Elizabeth is hinting at that I have social problems sitting at a dinner table. Her thought was, while we were trying to sit at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like, this dude isn't talking to me. Like, why is he not talking?
Yeah.
So she came back to me and said, this is when she found out, like, that I didn't sit at a table growing up. Because I was being socially weird, apparently. Yeah. That's where she's coming at. That's where she's getting at, folks. But if you were to ask Elizabeth and I, anybody on both of our families, who is more social, who is anybody going to say? Out of between us two.
You. And I will say, I feel like, yes, you can have a conversation with anyone, but you don't have deep, meaningful conversations.
What deep, meaningful what deep, meaningful conversation are you trying to get done at dinner?
With anyone. I'm just saying. We could do more than service level. How's the weather? Did you see the game?
Who says that?
You.
Who says that?
You?
I've never in my life asked you, did you see the game?
I'm not talking about me and you. Like, obviously we're married, so like it's obviously different. I'm talking about just like
exactly. Normal people. We're married. So maybe I just didn't want to talk to you.
Okay, fine.
Maybe I was just like, damn, I've had enough of this chick for one day.
Yeah. Even though we just got home, maybe we haven't seen each other all day.
Anyways. I just don't think it's fair that you come at me saying I have social problems because I'm not sitting at one dinner.
Yeah.
One dinner, I'm just a little bit dry on conversation.
Okay.
And I'm being harassed.
Okay.
That the way that I've grown up and didn't eat at a table, I don't know how to talk at a table.
No. It's just different. But that's just the way I grew up. The way I grew up was like, that's
oh my gosh, I can see it right now while you're sitting at your family table.
Yeah,
you and your sisters, Aunt Stewart, aren't the ones going around kicking up the communication.
Yeah,
when you're kids, I'm assuming this is your dad or your mom saying, so Elizabeth, what'd you do today? How was your day at school? Did you learn about, I don't know.
So, do you think that having dinner at a table or as a family, I will say, is important?
No.
Well, I know that's not true because there's lots of studies that say it is. Even if you're sitting at the couch in front of the TV with your family, like either way, like just having dinner together or having a meal together is important.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying at the table.
No, I said either way.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah. What would you like to do with our kids?
You already know. We've talked about this.
The TV?
Yeah.
So
it can be at a table.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if you're gonna, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
This is not up for argument. There is not gonna be. Like, I'm not gonna not have on a Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, if there's a game, sure. But like, if there's something on, like, why do we need to have the TV on?
Because why not?
Because, like, how are you going to get to know your kids like that? We're going to work all day seeing our kids for a couple hours, two of them being dinner, if they're not doing other stuff. So, like, why would you not want to sit and have a conversation with them? I'm just saying. Yeah.
Food for thought.
Anyways, I definitely want a dinner table.
Not opposed.
Well, I wasn't really asking for your opinion, but yeah.
I'm not opposed.
I wasn't asking for your opinion. We're having a table.
I'm not opposed.
We have a table now.
I'm not opposed.
I want a dinner table. And I would say at least once or twice a week, I want to have like no TV.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays. You're good.
Sure, that's fine. Or Tuesdays and Sundays.
How the hell are you going to do that?
Okay, in the spring, it can be Tuesdays and Sundays.
Why are we going to switch it up? Just keep it simple.
Because I like a Sunday night dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't think the world needs to revolve around you and your life. What about what I want?
How is one day the world?
You're saying no Sundays.
That's a day.
Anyways, two times a week.
Seems like you're trying to control the narrative here.
Two times a week. Dinner. No electronics. We're going to have a nice sit-down dinner.
How are you going to tell me that I am the issue as far as the world doesn't revolve around me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being cooperative, more than willing to work with you. I'm giving you Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Shit, we can even do Thursday. We can do Friday if you want.
Okay, great.
So there, you got 3 days and you're going to tell me, no, it has to be Sunday.
Anyways, I want to have my two times a week family dinners, no electronics, that's fine. It'll be nice dinners. All the other nights of the week, we're still going to sit at the table, but we can have the TV on.
I don't think that's a thing either. That's not realistic.
Sitting at the table?
Not every day. That's just where I'm coming from. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
So I'm trying to understand what positive. Let's talk about the positives that they say come along with eating with the family.
Okay.
Because I feel like we've covered the negatives and that's everything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the positives now that since you ate at the table, let me see if they're corresponding with how you are.
Okay, this is stats for family dinners. It doesn't specify in front of the TV or at a dining table. It doesn't specify that, okay? But it just says family dinners can have many benefits, including improved nutrition, reduced risk.
That's not true. Improved nutrition never was a thing that we focused on.
Okay, these are just the stats. Like, you might be the exception.
Okay, then I just won't articulate anything while you're going through these. Apologies. Okay,
This is family dinners.
Just continue. Go ahead.
Benefits include improved nutrition, reduced risk of obesity, increased self-esteem, lower risk of depression, delayed sexual activity, less likely to use or abuse drugs, less likely to engage in risky behavior, and most likely to exhibit pro-social behavior as adults. I think the takeaway here is not that it's whether the TV's on or off. I think it's more so like you should be sitting down for dinner like all together. I think that's the point.
I think it's a nice thought.
Yeah.
I just don't know how practical it is.
Why? You did it. I did it.
I did not. I did not sit at a table.
Okay, well, one thing that I'm not really going to budge on is, like, I do want to be having dinners together.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get weirdos when they're not together. Just, oh, yeah.
Well, that's what you just said.
I'm going to take my plate upstairs into my room and eat by myself.
You just said you weren't together, so, I mean,
we were never allowed. No. Don't get it twisted. It's not like I'm going into the movie room and it's just me in there.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's me, David, Alex, all four of us,
yeah,
or it's all the six of us.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say there was. I don't recall ever eating dinner on my own.
Yeah,
like that would never be like, oh, I'm taking this upstairs. Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I agree, and that's what I want. I don't want to, like, if we're all gonna have dinner, we're all gonna have dinner together, whether that's on the couch, at the table, whatever. Like, we're all gonna be together.
That's but fine. See, you're like that now.
What?
Because I have...
We don't eat dinner separately. Is that where you were going?
Like, you don't even allow that.
Yeah.
That's never... That is a little much for me.
No.
Because that has that was never the case. Like, I'm not saying that we would sit down... You know, like, if you grab... Okay, here's another question for you. When you were getting dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were your plates served to you, or you would serve, make your own plates?
Depends. Sometimes my mom would make them. Sometimes we'd just make our own.
Okay. Most
of, like, I would say once we got older, like, it was we're going up, getting our plates, bringing it back to the table.
Now, okay. Are you sitting there at the table waiting for everybody to sit down? Or are you just starting to eat?
No, starting to eat.
Okay, same. So that's the same for us.
Yeah.
What about food? Like, while you are cooking, right?
Yeah.
Is everybody eating the same thing? Or are you bending the rules? Like, oh, you know, Stuart doesn't like X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Caroline doesn't like X, Y, and Z, so I can't put... peas in this one. I have to make the same thing, but I have to just tweak it just a hair.
So yeah, I will say that was a thing.
Because that, sorry, before you get into it, that is something that I would not want to do for my family or
kids.
I
agree.
And that's not because I don't love them.
I agree.
I just don't want any weirdos.
I agree completely. So I will say, when we were growing up, Stuart was very, very picky. Stuart is my brother. So he was very picky, like wouldn't eat a lot of stuff, like literally wouldn't eat onions. And like onions are, as you get older, you realize onions are literally in every single thing. So my mom would literally have to tell him like, there's no onions in this. So he would eat it and he would eat it and be fine. But like if he could see the onion, like he was not eating that shit. Okay.
So wild.
But besides the point, my mom, there were some meals that Stuart literally would not like refuse to eat. And so my mom would quite literally like make a whole separate dinner just for him. Now, I'm not saying this was like an amazing elaborate dinner. It was usually like macaroni and cheese and like chicken or something. But like she would make something entirely different for him because like he literally refused to eat stuff.
That's just too much.
Now, I would say me or my sisters, none of us got that same.
Maybe it's because he was the baby.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I will say that is something I will not be doing for my kids. Like, you are going to eat
what's on your plate. Making. Yeah, what we're all having.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, allergies are different, of course.
Well, if my kid is allergic to something, none of us are eating that. I'm not going to. Like, if our kid has a shellfish allergy, I'm not making shrimp for dinner.
When do you do that now?
Okay, I'm just saying, like, allergies are not, like, that's a completely different topic. Because, like, if my kid is allergic to something, like, that's going to kill my child. Obviously, I'm not going to feed it to anyone else in our house either.
What if it's just a rash? Is all the minimum that they'll get?
Either way, no. If my kid has a peanut allergy, we're not eating anything with peanuts. That's fine.
Maybe. I like peanuts, though.
Too bad.
Just won't eat them here.
That's fine. You're allowed to eat whatever you want when you leave the house and go buy it.
But like, are allergies hereditary?
Like genetic? Like, can you inherit an allergy?
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't. No one in my family has allergies like that, and I don't think anyone in yours does either.
I don't know. I don't know if I was ever even tested for stuff.
Okay. Anyways, what I will say about my brother now is, like, he did go through that picky phase and my mom, like, enabled him a lot with that. But now he'll eat anything. He'll try anything. Like, he's the least picky out of all of us. Like, he will literally eat anything.
That's not true.
Yeah, huh?
I don't believe there's anybody in your family that has as much, like, of a flavor palette than you. I don't know anybody who tries more stuff.
No, Stuart definitely tries. Stuart, like, literally eats, like, frog legs and all that stuff. Like, I wouldn't eat that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Mm.
Okay. They're good.
But, yes, he's the least picky out of all of us now. Like, he will literally eat anything, try anything. Yeah.
So Your dad's kind of like that, too, though.
No, he's not.
He'll try it.
I don't know. Sometimes. My mom is very picky, though.
Oh, my gosh.
She won't eat anything.
Your mom is a trip on that kind of stuff.
She will not eat a thing, but that's besides the point. The point was family dinners.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think this all kind of ties to family dinners.
Yeah.
Making exceptions.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Anyways, do you have any other thoughts on this topic, eating dinner together as a family?
No, I think you should do it.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
I think so, too. So.
I miss it. I mean, looking back, like. I don't get to eat with my parents now at all, really, besides the couple times that I see them.
Yeah.
And, like, even so when we all are together, Yeah. It is fun. It is nice to sit there and eat dinner, so.
I think you should do it.
I think you should, too.
Whether that's in front of the TV or
and I guarantee, like, people that didn't have that.
Yeah.
I guarantee they wish they did. Whether that's, like, sitting there, no TV, or sitting together at the TV. I don't think that's... I think the biggest thing, the thing to take away from it all...
You need to be together.
Is being together.
Yeah, I would agree.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Any advice for this week?
Well, I have one, and then one that I saw on TikTok that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So, first one. My husband and I have been together for 3 years, and we were just married in August.
They've dated for 3 years, and they were just married.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. A few weeks ago...
This is the same chick who will tell me that me not reading books consecutively is, like, hindering my education. But the one here, sitting here, this knowledge of this human that has packed full of knowledge can't comprehend something that simple.
Anyway.
And she reads every day.
No, I don't.
But I'm the one that's hindering.
Yeah, I don't. And that's why it's hindering my intellect. Anyways.
Just keep reading.
A few weeks ago, a woman he had never mentioned before was popping up on his phone, both her messages and social media. At the time, I should have just asked, but I didn't. Mm. I instead let it fester in my brain until I looked at his computer. This is a woman he regularly meets up with.
You've dated for 3 years and you don't know this?
They go to the gym together.
Oh, hell no.
And meet up for lunches. Every night after work, we make it a point to talk about our days. Never once has he brought her up. So in my opinion, every day that he met up with her and didn't tell me about it, he lied to my face. When I confronted him, he lied a lot. Until I told him I saw the messages, and then his excuse was, I forgot. I didn't remember, and I didn't think it was important. I asked him if she knew he just got married, and he admitted he not only hasn't told her, but none of his female friends know. That was a big issue for me, and he said it was because he's a private person and doesn't talk about his personal life. I don't think your marital status is private. I'm having an incredibly hard time trusting anything he says. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do.
That's a problem.
Huge.
That's weird.
Huge.
What is he talking about?
First of all, he's meeting up with her every single day and then not telling you about it even though you're asking him about his day. That's cheating. Number two, none of his friends, he said none of his female friends, but I'm assuming probably none of his other friends either know that he got married, which makes me think you guys probably eloped or something, but still, that is very, very weird.
Can't have it. That's just, and I'm with the bros all the time.
Divorce immediately, I'm sorry.
All right. That might be a little extreme.
He's cheating on her.
How do you know he's cheating on her?
He's going to meet up with this girl every day for lunch and going to work out with her. You think he's going to work out with her to help her form? No. He's going to look at her ass in this tight leggings.
Oh, my God.
And they're probably doing other things in the locker room after.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You don't hang out with a woman multiple times a day and see her every day. And she doesn't know you have a wife.
You're the one who said that you can have friends that are.
I never said that.
Oh, you never agreed to that?
No.
Oh, that's news. That's news.
I never agree. Do I have male friends?
I don't know. I would never have that.
No, I wouldn't.
Not
either.
That I know of. I don't know who this people is at the gym.
I wouldn't either. Pure Bar is all women.
Good.
Anyways, like besides
pay
the point,
extra for that.
He's cheating on you. He's cheating on you. Bottom line, he's cheating on you.
He's hanging
out with another girl who doesn't know he has a wife and not telling you about it.
That's insane.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good
one. And yeah, you might know they're hanging out, but you don't know what they're doing at these hangouts. And if she doesn't know he has a wife, like, she probably thinks it's more or wants it to be more, or it is more. And no one's telling you about it. He's cheating on you. The end. Divorce. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth might be right here. There might not be salvageable, but...
He didn't tell them you got married.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
And he doesn't just have a female friend that you don't know about. That's why I'm saying it's not his friend. It's his girlfriend. It's his mistress. Do you have any thoughts?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's just a situation, bro, that can't allow.
No. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Okay. Second one is from TikTok. And, like, obviously someone didn't send this to us. I just saw a video and wanted to talk about it. So there was this girl who got engaged, okay? She got engaged to her man of however long, I don't really know. But she got a custom ring from her fiance, okay? And she like loved it and was telling him how much she loved it. And he basically was like, oh yeah, Erica loved it too.
What the hell is wrong with some people?
And she was like, oh, who's Erica? And apparently this man Erica was his ex-fiance. He had proposed to another woman before he started dating her. And then like obviously things ended, whatever. So he started dating this girl and then proposed to her with that same girl's ring.
Is it the same shape that she wanted?
I don't know. But after she found this out, she said, okay, well, like, I obviously don't want this girl's ring. So can we go, like, maybe get a new one for me, whatever. Like,
what an idiot. Why would he say anything?
We'll go get a new one for me. Like, she wanted this custom ring or whatever. And he was like, oh, no, it's too expensive to get a custom ring. But the ring that he proposed to her with was a custom ring that Erica made.
If he didn't say anything about this Erica chick, he would have been fine. Why did he say anything?
You think it's fine that he proposed with another girl's ring?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I mean, it would depend. If the ring was from a marriage that failed, 100% different. From just an engagement, yeah, use the same thing.
Why don't you think he should sell it and get her a new one?
Like, do women understand the loss, you guys? Like, diamonds are not an investment that you get money back on. You guys know that, right?
Okay, whatever. I'd rather sell it and give me something cheaper than have another girl's ring.
What if it's the exact ring that she wanted? Had he not said anything, she literally said that she loved it so much.
Okay, but like,
what you don't know won't hurt you. If he didn't say, that's an idiot, dude. I'm sorry. Like, bro, you messed that up. You could have been scot-free.
But he literally was proposing, like, he brought his ex-fiance to go custom make this ring, got her dream ring.
Okay.
And then they ended or whatever, so he just used it again for this girl.
She must have wanted the same shape. I'm sorry, honey.
That's crazy.
No shame. I got nothing wrong with what he did. He just blew the load, but he just blew it by saying that, oh yeah, my ex-fiance liked it too. Like, bro, are you dumb or stupid? Because you're not wired right. There's things that you know not to bring up to your significant other.
Okay. So you think she's not right in asking to get a new ring. Like, she doesn't want to break up with this guy, even though what he did was really messed up. She just says, I want a new ring because, like, this is a symbol of you and Erica's relationship, and I want something that's a symbol of our relationship.
Nope. At this point, from where he is right now, he's dug that hole. He has no choice but to bite the bullet and get a new ring.
Agreed.
Had he not said anything.
Sure. But he did. So you think he should get her a new ring now?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Because now, like,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah. And she should get the custom because Erica got the custom.
Well, I mean, I can't tell somebody, like, financials are an issue. Like, you guys have to understand that financially, you can't just always get what you want for a ring.
Okay.
Like, everybody, of course.
I don't agree because nowadays you can get a lab-grown diamond for literally a fraction of the cost.
And that's fine if you want to go that route.
So if he bought her, like, a little whatever, he can sell it and get her two times as much on a lab-grown or whatever.
But, honey, you got to understand that everybody's finances aren't the same. Like, something that might not be expensive to you and I,
yeah,
might be an arm and a leg to somebody else.
Okay, well, that's really not my problem that he decided to propose to two women with the same ring.
You're right. It's not your problem. It's between him and his fiance. So, like, you shouldn't – I don't think we – either of us mm-hmm. should be being able to give an opinion on a ring – when we don't know what the hell is going on in their relationship as far as finances.
What? You're making this too serious.
No, I'm not, because women are asking, I want X diamond, X size, X clarity. It's not always possible.
Again, lab grown diamonds out. You can get a 3-carat, like, huge, or like literally a 6-carat diamond ring for literally like $3,000. Lab-grown makes this affordable, and this girl probably does not care if she's getting a lab-grown diamond or whatever, as long as it's custom, and as long as it's not freaking Erica's.
But I don't know, like, me personally, like, I just can't get there. And maybe it's just, like, my snootiness or whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, my ego, like, would not be able to... If somebody came up to me, right, at the mall... I don't know if you've seen it on, like, you know, TikToks and what.
Yeah.
Someone will come up with you, like, a diamond tester.
Mm-hmm. The lab grown's literally...
I understand that it's the same chemical composition.
The diamond tester okay, still pop sure. it up as a diamond.
Maybe it does.
It does.
In the off chance that that shit came up red and beeped fake...
Well, and then you I got was a asked, shitty lab-grown diamond. Someone sold you fake lab-grown diamonds.
I just can't. I'm not doing it.
Maybe we should talk about lab-grown diamonds next episode.
Sure, we can. Because I got a lot of opinions on it.
Okay. My thoughts on this TikTok thing, though.
But yeah. Let me close out real quick before you get into it. He needs to return the ring. Or he needs to get... That ring's got to go. Period.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, at that point, you might as well just get what, you know, your new fiance want, or your new wife is going to want. Fiance, you know what I mean. But yeah, you got to get rid of the one that you got for Erica. You screwed the pooch on that. You shouldn't have said anything.
My thoughts is you got to get rid of the old man. He's got to
go. Oh my God.
He's got to go, okay? You keep that ring. You're going to keep Erica's ring, and you're going to go sell it and make a profit, and you're going to leave this man because, like, what he did.
Why?
Literally.
That's another thing that we should talk about.
What he did. Unexcusable. Inexcusable? What's the word?
I think either one works. Inexcusable, unexcusable.
Not cool.
I think it's inexcusable.
Not cool. Not cool, okay? That's all.
But yeah. Yeah. We could definitely talk about lab-grown because, like, I think lab-grown is a great thing for people to get.
It's
affordable.
Yeah.
To get, you know, what you're looking for.
Let's talk. Save it. We'll talk about it.
We'll save it. Talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No, I'm really pleased with the way that this episode turned out after we missed last week.
Yeah. So, as always, if you want to be on our advice segment, you know, email us, DM us, whatever. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, send us a DM, send us the TikTok, whatever.
We'll do it.
We're open to it. I've gotten a lot of suggestions, so.
Well, clearly it can't be that many since we didn't have any advice this week.
No. Suggestions for episode topics.
Oh, for who? Because we're always struggling for those, too.
No, but, like, if there's just something you want to hear our opinion
on.
Oh,
you're saying. You're bringing people to bring it up so we know.
If there's something you want to hear us talk about, send it to us. Send it our way. You have Brian or I's number. You could DM us.
Oh, yeah. If you got our number, hit us up.
Yeah, you can DM us, email us, whatever. Like, we'll respond on any platform, okay?
And there is a big engagement coming up on my side that I'm excited to... congratulate them to the newlyweds here soon.
This is news to me.
In due time.
Oh,
stay tuned.
There's also, we got a lot of things coming up, okay?
What else do we have? Because you got me on the edge of my seat. What are you about to say?
No, I'll just keep it a wrap.
Ooh, don't know if I'll be able to contain my excitement.
But yeah.
Halloween's coming up. What are y'all going to be for Halloween? What are y'all's couples costumes this year?
Yeah.
Elizabeth and I are still searching for ours. So.
I have an idea. A really good one.
Okay. We'll chat.
Okay. That's all for now. We'll see you next week.
Thanksgiving plans are coming up. So start planning those things out with your family. Don't let it sneak up on you to get your holiday flights.
Yeah.
Because those things will take all your money. Quick.
We'll talk about that coming up because we have family visiting us this year. This year we are hosting for Thanksgiving.
It's going to be great. It's really exciting plans coming up.
That'll be an episode topic for sure. Our first hosted holiday.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. With that being said, don't forget to follow us on all our Spotify, Apple Podcast, all of your podcast listening places. We're there. Go find us. Go subscribe. Go follow. Listen to the most recent episodes. If you don't know which one's most recent, it's always the one at the top.
Yeah.
So, with that being said.
Wait. Don't forget to make your person a boo basket, okay? Halloween's coming up.
You know, I put some boys mm-hmm. on game with the boo basket. Mm-hmm. Some people liked it. Others didn't.
It doesn't need to be expensive. Literally just get your girl candy for Halloween and she'll be happy.
I highly recommend.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Girl, same for your man, but I know I don't have to tell you because we're not dumb.
And like, I was trying to tell them, right? Mm-hmm. About the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
If your girl... is not asking you, when were we going to the pumpkin patch?
Mm-hmm.
She's going with somebody else.
Yeah, you better be taking her.
Somebody else is taking her to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, you better
So don't her. Miss your chance to ask, hey, honey, we're going to the pumpkin patch. Let's ride.
Let's talk about it next week. Let's talk about fun Halloween dates.
Okay, put it down. That's our scheduled topic.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, that's all for now.
That's all for now. And have a great rest of your week. This is Brian Sorrell signing off with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds.